For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29, 11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello to everyone out there. Hello, New Orleans. How's everybody doing today? I pray you're doing well. I'm looking on my calendar, making sure my dates are correct. This will be airing on the 4th of December. Man, December. We're about a week away, I'd say 9 days away from our ADM Daytime Christmas Luncheon. I hope you're planning on joining us. Go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, to register today. It's a blast. Memorial. What's the word I'm looking for? A lot of memories are made at those luncheons. You come and join us. And January the 10th, we have an amazing kickoff to the new year at the Sheraton Hotel in Metairie. We want you to come and be a part of that. That's free. So go to the website and get all the details. And we're on social media everywhere. So look, I'm getting through 10 reasons of why your prayers might be being hindered. And so I'm going to have to go kind of quickly on some of these and not give a lot of explanation, but due to time. But number six, unresolved relationships / improper treatment of your mate / meaning dash or hyphen, allowing discord in the home. 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Right? So, talking about reasons why your prayers might be being hindered. How are you treating your spouse? It goes for women too. How are you treating each other in the home? You know, if you're having a hard time wondering, would that have been stopping my prayer? Bring it before God. Say, God, was my, you know, I use the word snarky around here a lot and they tease me. Snarky, like, you know, a little bit of cynicism in there, a little bit of sarcasm, enough to hit below the belt. Are you treating someone that way? You know, I'll say to someone, you don't have to get snarky with me. I got what your point was. It's not a good thing. Check yourself. Talking about answered prayer. Could that be a reason, you know, why your prayer's not being answered? Maybe together, you both could come together, husband and wife, and you could bring it before God and say, hey, God, how are we doing? And if I've said this, I repent before you, God, and I repent before my spouse. What do you think of that, folks? That's a good one, huh? Number seven, I have 10. Going to go quickly on these. Stinginess in giving. Isn't that interesting? Proverbs 21:13, whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he shall cry himself. He shall also cry himself and shall not be heard. It is the one who gives generously to others who receives generously from God. Man, that's interesting. That could be stopping your prayers. You know, because it's an attitude of your heart. You're just ignoring a cry when you could do something about it. You're stopping your ears. You're blocking your ears. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear their needs. Well, then guess what? You know, why does God have to help us then? I mean, aren't we here to help others? Just a thought. Could that be an answer? You just are getting, you know, snarky and mean about being a blessing to someone else. Could be hindering an answer to your prayer.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.